This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Singing to the choir. How exciting is that? Jennifer and Victoria and Kara, so excited to listen to me sing them into this wonderful day. How about you? You want me to sing you into the day, or should we just talk?
Yeah, really.
No, Gramps, please. All right, so it's Thursday, the 23rd of February, and the good news for radio followers of fashion and any number of different industry organs, the crowing of those people who do talk as a format, it's loud. If you look at the ratings, and we're not supposed to really talk about ratings. The people that are on the air are not supposed to talk about the mechanism, how ratings are taken. And, you know, I can tell you about how flawed the system is.
That's allowed either, is it?
Whether we believe it or we don't believe it. But mainstream conversation on the radio is doing very well, and there are a lot of people who are talk radio hosts who are taking credit for it, and I don't think the credit belongs necessarily to the talkers. I think it belongs to the subject matter of the conversation. You think? You're right. I don't think it's because Rush Limbaugh, he is a good radio talk personality, and some of the local people around here in Boston, there's a guy named Howie Carr, has pretty good audience, and so people, I'm looking at a couple of stations that have good ratings, and they have really dumb talk show hosts, and so that's not really what, I won't give you the stations, but they're not stimulating, they're just crowing, they're like I just said at the beginning, they're crowing about what really isn't the impact of their thinking or talking, is what Trump's doing. It's all about Trump. It's very interesting, the Trump effect.
He said he's a ratings machine.
He is. And look at how it worked for him before the election in that sense. He said, he proudly says, I didn't have to buy any advertising. You guys gave me, when he talked to the TV people, every time I showed up, I'd have a press conference and you'd carry everything I said. So everybody was paying attention. And they are. And they still are. So it'll be interesting to see how this all shakes out. And it's actually been good, not just for right of center talk stations, but more left of center talk stations are coming online to, so there was a, there's not anywhere near as many of them, for that's for sure, but there are some more. They went away and now they're coming back again because there's interest in influencing what's going on the other side. And so from that, I bring you around to thinking about other media. I thought it was fascinating yesterday, Mika Brzezinski, who's on the MSNBC Morning Joe. Is it called Cup of Joe or just Joe?
Morning Joe.
Morning Joe.
Morning Joe. And he's a very interesting character. Scarborough has been there for quite a long time. He was on the radio in New York. He was a congressman from New York. His father is Chuck Scarborough, who's been doing the news in New York City for 40 years. And before that, he was in Boston for quite a long. The guy's got to be easily in his mid to late 70s. And I think he's still the prime anchor, isn't he, on WNBC? I think, Victoria,
you don't watch Chuck Scarborough?
Yeah.
Wait, there's a Chuck Scarborough that does ABC News. He's an anchor at like 6 o'clock, but he's not old enough to be Joe Scarborough's dad.
Chuck Scarborough is Joe Scarborough's father.
A lot of makeup. I need to Google that because that's insane. That's, wow, okay.
Check it out.
I think that Chuck is Elizabeth and Chad Scarborough's dad, but not Joe Scarborough's dad.
Yeah, the guy that I see at the 6 o'clock news on ABC is definitely not old enough
to be. There's this Chuck Scarborough who used to be in Boston many years ago, who went to New York at least 35 years ago, to do New York news on WNBC. And I believe he's been there ever since. So you
must
might just
be a different guy
check
then.
Out. There is, but he is Joe Scarborough's father, that Chuck Scarborough. Anyway, the point is that this show has become more influential in a number of different ways just because people are paying more attention to anything that's said by anybody in the news media that's outrageous, including what Mika said yesterday. We're here to control exactly what people think. That's what she said on the air.
That seems weird for her. She's been a little out there over the last week or two.
She has.
She comes and goes, but, you know, she was saying that it all started with the fake news bit.
Yes.
People have started to lose their mind.
Right.
So, well, she and Joe, right?
Yeah.
They're
Joe Scarborough.
Yeah, so they're busy in the after hours, right? That's the rumor with them.
I think they have been an item for a while.
They have been, yeah.
I think they have been an arm. Yeah, they've been. And she's the daughter of the former when Jimmy Carter was president. Her father was Secretary of State, but he was Secretary of something. And first name you can't, but it's Mikhail Brzezinski. Anyway, you can look him up. So we're doing the family tree now, and you can check me out and see if I'm right, Victoria.
So Chuck Scarborough, the Chuck Scarborough that I watch here on WNBC is only 73 years old, so he's definitely not old enough to be Joe Scarborough's dad.
Yes,
Joe Scarborough is like in his 60s.
No, he's not.
Dougie, you may want to let this one go.
Really?
Yeah, because you're not right about it.
No, Joe Scarborough's name is Charles Joe Scarborough, and he was born in Atlanta. He's the son of Mary Joanna Clark and George Francis Scarborough, who is a businessman. He has two siblings. Yeah. He graduated from
Pensacola. That's fake news. That's
okay.
Not true.
How old is Joe Scarborough since you're looking at it?
Joe Scarborough is in his... He's how old?
He's 53.
Uh-huh. Well... the tutelage that I had from some of my colleagues, I'm going to blame somebody else in the talk radio business. No, I'm not. I'm just going to just tell you
that. Okay, just own it. You're right about most stuff.
Thanks. Well, I am right about Brzezinski.
All right, let's see.
What she's
okay, here in Wikipedia says, Chuck Scarborough, the one that's here in New York,
yes.
He has two children, Chad and Elizabeth. His daughter is a TV journalist, and they live in Connecticut, and it says he is not related to MSNBC anchor Joe Scarborough.
Please tell Doug Steffen he's not related.
It's literally written on his Wikipedia page.
That's an outrage. Does it say he was in Boston before he was in New York in his Wikipedia page?
No, he's from Chuck Connecticut. Scarborough.
Well, yeah, no,
he lives in Connecticut.
It said that he started in Boston. That was his first station that he started on.
Right. All right.
Now, what
so
would
I
you
had
like
that
to know about Mika?
Yeah, let's hear about Mika.
Who her parents are? Is that what you want to know?
Yeah.
All right.
So I can be right 3/4 of what I've said then.
Zygmunt Brzezinski was her dad's name.
Yes, and what did he do?
And let's see. He is a Polish-American political scientist who served as a counselor to President Lyndon B. Johnson. You're just enough to be warm.
No, but keep going, because after Johnson...
Maybe there's more. Okay, here we go. You're right. 1966 to 68. Oh, hey, Dougie, look at this. President Jimmy Carter's national security advisor.
Okay.
From 77 to 81.
Uh-huh. All right.
Yeah,
so,
that's good. Anything else you want to know?
Those of you who are so eager to prove me wrong.
About Zygmunt Brzezinski?
Yes, Zygmunt Brzezinski.
That's
anyway, so, you know what the most interesting part
still
is?
He's dead.
Is whether or not... I want to know whether Joe and Mika are using parachute sheets when they get together.
Oh, you can't make that assumption.
Parachute makes modern bedding for more comfortable living. And if you are asleep alone or you're asleep with somebody else, this is the deal. These are the sheets that you want crafted in Europe, because that's where the best factories are for making these sheets, and the Egyptian cotton that they're using. I was more last night and the night before, because I'm back on the farm now for a few days, climbing into the bed and feeling this, and actually thinking about, I only think about sheets if they are dirty. I don't like dirty sheets. I don't like any smell in the bed except a fresh smell of something that's just been washed and is freshly put on the bed. So I'm fussy about sheets. And now, when I get into bed with these parachute sheets, and I think about what we talk about on the air as to how good they are, I realize that what I'm telling you is the truth. You know, some people say, it's just an ad. It's like the Super Beach stuff. Same thing. What I'm telling you, and maybe that's why we're doing more of these kind of commercials, because people believe me, and I won't tell you stuff if I don't believe it's true myself. And neither will I. I can't convince Victoria or Jennifer to talk about things in a flowing, glowing way, unless they really believe that what they're saying is true. And the only way they can find out is to experience, in this case, the sheets, or taking Super Beats, or whatever else it is that we're talking about. So if you'd like to be just like me and Victoria and Jennifer and Kara when you grow up, go to parachutehome.com/DJV and order these pillows, pillowcases. You can't get pillows, no. Yeah. This would have been a great combo if I was still doing the My Pillow spots, right? Buy My Pillows and then put the parachute pillowcases around them, and or the sheets or the duvet covers or whatever it is. You can see their entire list of things. Look in their catalog at parachutehome.com/DJV, and when you order, you'll get free shipping thanks to us. You can thank us for that. Okay? Thank them for making great sheets and making them available to you direct at a very reasonable price. The best thing about these is they are super duper cozy. Cozy, cozy, cozy. All right? Everybody's going to chip in and say yes on that one?
They are absolutely. Yep, yeah, for sure. I just got out of mine right now.
Good for you, Jennifer.
I'd like to get back in mine right now. Good call.
Really? Nah, it's more fun being here with us. Visit parachutehome.com/DJV.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have my own business, so I wear lots of hats. Now I'm wearing my office manager hat because I need supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need, like paper, ink and toner, the latest tech.
Now I'm putting on my CFO hat because I can't overspend.
Well, right now get a Dell laptop for just $299.99. That's $200 off.
All my hats and I would like to thank you.
They are welcome.
Staples, everything you need for business at great prices. Like a Dell laptop with i3 core processor for just $299.99.
Valid on SKU 2148359, ends 22517.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink!
And I'll tell you one thing, I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink!
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
And you can follow us and comment on what we're talking about here at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen. Like us on Facebook.com/DJV Show. You'll see some comments about the good news. One of the good news stories of the day of this group of Muslim activists who have raised $75,000 to aid the Jewish cemetery in St. Louis that you've all seen and heard about. Solidarity between the Jewish American community and the Muslim American community. I find that interesting. I'm interested and I'm happy about this, but I don't like it when people preface American with something else. Okay, you're an American who's Jewish, or you're an American who's Muslim. You are what you really are. What comes first in that? Like African American? Nah, I never liked those terms. Italian American, Irish American.
I hear a lot of people say American African though.
Well, yeah, American of African descent. That's all.
You hear that?
Yeah. And that's appropriate. I don't think that. Anyway, the good news here is these people are helping a lot to overcome what the idiots did at that cemetery. 21 after the hour.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Country here to me, Jen Jen.
Sure does, doesn't it?
Sure does. This is Jason Aldean as we herald the Route 91 Harvest Festival headliners announced yesterday. This is a Las Vegas event with Jason Aldean participating, Eric Church. I don't know much about Eric Church. Tell me about Eric Church and tell us all about it.
We talked about him a little bit the other morning. He's relatively new to the scene, but when I say new, like a 10-year career probably.
Yeah.
He's not like your George Strait, but he's been definitely someone who is now in the category. He competes all the time for Best Male Performer of the Year, so he would be on par with Luke Bryan and Jason Aldean and those guys.
Yeah. He's the one, Doug, that we talked about. He's going after the ticket scalpers.
That's right.
Oh, that's right, too. Yeah, it was yesterday.
Yesterday.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, okay. Yeah, thank you. Also headlining is Sam Hunt. This is scheduled for September 29th through the 1st of October in Las Vegas. So the festival has been called the Neon Sleepover. Huh. A lot of that sort of thing's going on. I mean, that's every night in Las Vegas, isn't it? Really? Lauren, Elena, Big and Rich are going to be there. Lee Bryce, Kane Brown, Brothers Osborne, Josh Abbott Band, Maren Morris showing up more and more. Jake Owen, Michael Ray, High Valley, Brett Young. So last year...
That's a huge lineup.
It is.
Yeah.
Luke Bryan, who does our farm music, was the headliner last year. That's how he became well known, because he does the music to the farm show.
Right. Did you happen to hear about Luke Bryan again?
What about him?
There's been a lot of tragedy in his life. As a young guy, he had just started his country music career, and his brother died, and so he went back and worked with his dad on their peanut farm. Okay.
Yes.
His dad said, look, you can't mope around here all year. You got to get back out there. And then he came to the star that we know today. Well, just about a year or two ago, his sister died, and so he took in his niece, who didn't have a mother after his sister passed away, or his nephew, I think. And the story just came out yesterday that his baby niece just passed away just a few days after childbirth, and that was his wife's side. It was his wife's sister, I guess, that had this happen. But man, I mean, it's a lot.
It is a lot.
Poor guy.
Ugly. All right, let's talk about something that's more pleasant. Amy Grant.
I need to bring it down, but I just couldn't believe it when I saw that story yesterday. It's too much.
This is, she's somewhat, she started the Christian music space, then she became more country, didn't she? Or we got it backwards? Is it the
she
other
started
way
as a pop star. Remember, this song was from the late 80s, and she had a couple of hit albums around that time, late 80s, early 90s, and then she went into the Christian sphere. Then she ended up marrying Vince Gill, and so now they'll duet sometimes. I mean, I would say she's definitely considered to be Christian pop, maybe a little bit of country.
Didn't her daughter, she and her ex-husband hosted that TV show on CMT, right, together. It was like a night talk show. My parents used to watch it. They were pretty
country.
I don't
know about that.
Yeah. I'm
going to
forget his name.
All right, so anyway, the story is that her oldest daughter, Millie, who was the reason she did the song Baby Baby that you were just talking about, Jen, recovering from donating one of her kidneys to her best friend.
Wow.
Who has been battling a rare kidney disease. Millie's father is Mae Grant's ex-husband.
Apparently she was the inspiration behind the song we just heard, Baby Baby.
That's
Gary Chapman. Oh, did you just say that? I was looking it up and reading it. Oh, you're so cute.
Thank you.
And Gary Chapman,
Gary Chapman, the singer-songwriter, right.
Yeah,
that's
he
the
is
guy
the country
that,
guy. That's right.
And they hosted that TV show together. Yeah, that's right. Okay. Now I remember.
So isn't that neat, though? I mean, think about the selfless act that some people do. It's nice that she's getting...
Raising incredible kid, right?
Yeah, that's... I mean, think about it. I had a great friend. I do still have a great friend who gave his kidney to his son, and it didn't work.
Oh,
man.
You can't get it back.
New. All right, so that's the musical story here, 28 past the hour.
Artificial intelligence. This is emotional management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. It's difficult to be around those who lack authenticity. In this information age, it's true that most of us have access to an incredible amount of information. Gurus are in no short supply on the web. Platitudes and aphorisms spread quickly and are often regurgitated and disseminated upon intake. But with all this information, have any more people really mastered their crafts than before the information age? Many people seem to know what to say, and there are countless experts who seem to know how to tell others how to live, but how many people practice what they preach? Actually, it doesn't matter how many people do, because for you, at least, it really only matters if you apply what you know to your life. Because if you can't apply what you know, then really, it's just artificial intelligence. For deep conversations and more, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover. And definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink!
And I'll tell you one thing, I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your
your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
To have a good time, I'm gonna bring the good time home to you.
We'll have a house party, we don't need nobody. Turn your TV off, break that boom box.
Good news,
we'll wake up home.
Is that nobody won the Powerball jackpot. I suppose maybe that's bad news for people who bought tickets. But the good news is everybody stays here. We move and groove together. Can you imagine, really imagine, what your life would be like if you won $403 million, or after taxes, it's $284 million, whatever it is. We always go through this exercise, I think, individually and collectively. When you buy a ticket, you spend, I know I do, I dream about what I'm going to do with the money. Who am I going to help? How's it going to do for this person or that person? Or what are we going to do with it here? It's just, it's kind of a fun way, if you're healthy.
There you go with the fake news again.
What? What do you mean?
I'm just teasing. It looks like somebody in Indiana won $435 million.
$435, okay.
Yep. $435
million.
Single winner.
There you go. Woohoo!
Have but nice you never time. Know. Maybe it was an office pool.
Yeah.
Right. You're right. Weird. I want them to have.
They only have 40 million among them.
Yeah, I want them to split it 700 ways.
There's a bipartisan group in Congress saying that they're going to offer legislative amendments later this year after things calm down. Wait, things are upset now? I didn't know that. Did you notice that there was an upset in Congress of Washington at the moment? Come on. The bill is going to address so-called gender equity issues in high school and elementary education. The amendments to the education bill will seek to improve computer technology to meet the learning styles of young girls, to reduce sexual harassment of young girls, to gather statistics on girls' participation in high school sports, and to develop ways to help keep pregnant and parenting teens in school. Okay, ladies, let's take this apart sort of one step at a time, please. Do you feel, any or all of you, that when you were learning computer technology, that you were being taught differently than young men? Or did you learn any of this stuff in school? Did you learn it on your own?
Okay. Yeah, computer technology, I mean, all I had was a keyboard in class. So I'll be interested to know how they're teaching it now, because it's not really something that came into play when I was in school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. I mean, the same thing. When I was very young, we had like an enrichment program where you got to go work with those big clunky Apple computers.
Right.
You know? and then
kind of a waste of time at the moment, doesn't
right.
it?
Right. And then in high school, it was more about typing and knowing the keyboard and a few bits of the computer. But, I mean, it was very fair. The only thing I would say is that with the enrichment program that I was in grade school, sometimes the smarter kids got to go to that, and then the not-so-smart kids had some other thing going on in the classroom.
Really?
But I never felt like it was a sex thing at all.
So they treated it, it wasn't sex, it was about how smart you were.
Yeah.
That predicated how you were going to be taught. Isn't that interesting?
And I don't remember if they had just divided us into groups and then the not so smart kids got to use the computer lab, you know, like at a different time if they just, because it was a small lab. Right. So I don't know if everybody got
it. Is that the way they handle it? The smart kids come in here, it's like going through a door. Blacks over here, whites over here. Smart people this way, dumb people this way.
Well, typically, it's not that. It's that they would say, okay, who needs extra attention in the classroom?
Okay.
And we don't want the smarter kids getting bored, so what do we do with them? There were several times, because I had a class of 30. I went to Catholic school.
That's a real danger in almost every, Jennifer, just computer technology, but it's a real problem across the board with any
right.
The disciplines.
And we were, I mean, there was not like, we didn't have the benefit of having like two different teachers or two different classrooms for each grade level. I mean, I was with the same 30 kids from first grade until eighth grade. So
you went to Catholic school.
Because
right?
I went to Catholic school. So they would divide us up many times, I can remember, where, and they never said it was a smart kids, dumb kids group, but you could tell what was going on.
You could figure it out. Right.
When I was teaching junior high school, we had division. There were five different divisions, and 7D or 8D, the D group was really the dumb group. The E kids were the smartest or excellent. The A groups were average. The B group, you know, it's that, they didn't even try hard to mask it, which was, it was kind of, they all knew it. The kids all knew it. We're in the dumb bunch. So, all right, so there's that. What about you, Victoria? What's your experience with computer technology, having learned it or not in school?
I had a really different high school experience. I went to an all-girls school, and it was very small, so we weren't segregated like that. So it was, I feel like we had
your
kind of...
Your experience would be different,
Yeah, it would be different. And
well, you really don't have anything to compare it to.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, totally not, yeah.
All right, so these questions may or may not apply to you then. Although, it's just, maybe not. When did you ever feel like there was any focus on girls in high school sports, for example, that there was that you were being treated differently or had different options than those who might have been in a counterpart all-boys school?
Well, I was an athlete. I played varsity soccer and lacrosse. So, I mean, we were basically just treated. We were, we were treated like any athletes would be treated. I think that we still had a higher standard in terms of academics that we had to maintain, whereas the guys, I feel, can always slide more, and the coach will kind of talk to the teacher, and, hey, we've got a big game on Friday, so... But, like, if, Victoria's failing French, then, she's benched for the game. So there is a double standard there that I had guy friends who are hockey players and hockey New England rules, so it's like, there's definitely a double standard with that.
And
we see
it
still across the board with these student-athletes, and the getting into all kinds
absolutely,
of trouble.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to call nonsense on this story, actually. I mean, I agree that
probably athletes are afforded something special, and maybe even female athletes as well over other just female students, but definitely male athletes. But I don't believe that females get an easier, that they don't get talked to as much as male students in any subject. I mean, if you look at who's successful in school right now,
it's girls.
Females typically get better grades.
Yeah.
They typically get better attention. They're the ones that go to college.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like men are the ones that are left behind. I mean, the story for me is that we don't raise strong men anymore because we focus all of our attention on raising strong women. And so men don't know what the heck to do with themselves.
Oh, that's interesting.
I mean, I think there are statistics, and obviously there are STEM schools now, so that might have changed a little bit, and computer science is so huge. I think that there are statistics that say that women, when they get to high school, are less interested and less inclined to take math and science classes. And then obviously, I mean, I went to University of Maryland, which has a huge engineering and computer science program, and my roommate was an aerospace engineer, and there were, I don't know, maybe like 10 girls in a class of 100. But I don't know if that comes from teachers or parents or just from peer pressure.
I think it's what you grow up. I think it's what you grew up around.
Yeah. So
whether your parents encourage you to, I think that's.
Or maybe naturally it's just your strength. I mean, you know, we think so much about how outside influences dictate, but we all have a core set of strengths and weaknesses. I mean, you know,
well, the school ought to help you find your strengths, even though give you a well-rounded education, but
like
find
I always
strengths.
Knew growing up, like, I mean, gosh, it took me until I finally got a really great math teacher for it to finally sink in. And I was a smart girl, a good student, but I wouldn't say that it was my teacher's fault for not finding that. It was just something I had to overcome, and finally I did.
Yeah,
it may be inspiration that counts, but not all teachers are going to inspire. There isn't chemistry between all teachers and all students. Would you start to say, Carol?
Well, I was going
to
say, I do think that there is this weird thing with girls sometimes where girls act dumb because it's kind of the cute thing to do, and they don't want to be seen as
it's intimidating to guys.
Yeah, and
that's
so
true.
I think that's more of a peer pressure thing that can kind of discourage girls from going into. So maybe that's what the whole thing is just, I mean, I don't know how you do that with law or how Congress has anything to do with
all right,
but
how about the last part of this?
Girls.
The number of young women who were pregnant, when you were in high school, all of you, did you know pregnant girls?
No, not a single one.
Yes.
Yeah. You did.
I actually had a very famous case. Do you guys remember when? Do you remember when a girl sued the Archdiocese in Los Angeles because the Catholic school wanted her to leave when she got pregnant?
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah, I went to school with her. Oh. Not only did I go to high school with her, but she was in my grade school as well.
And what happened with that?
She lost. Like she should have. I'm sorry. There's a code. There's rules. If you choose, you don't have to follow them. But if you don't expect to go to school here. It's a private school.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah, and that's the difference between public and private. So I think because where I grew up, it was very accepted. I mean, if you got pregnant and you were a teen, like your parents weren't going to kick you out on the street. And the school wasn't going to kick you out. You know, it was accepted, and so they were encouraged. And I don't think high schools have any kind of babysitting or daycare programs. I don't think that they should.
No, thank you.
So it's not encouraging it. But, yeah, I mean, girls went to school until they had a baby, and then their parents helped them take care of it, and then they came back to school.
Wow.
At least in my experience.
It'd be interesting to see how that law
comes
through, if it comes through at all, under the circumstances. Time now for food news at 44 past the hour. Cozy Shack presents the food news, Cozy Shack Pudding. It is wonderfully delicious, so those who eat it all, can you imagine having pudding every day? In England, pudding means dessert. In America, pudding means Cozy Shack, or Cozy Shack means pudding. It is so good, and there's been a buying frenzy. So there's been, I mean, this kind of like, excuse me, from the fake news department, there really isn't a pudding shortage. But because there is a Cozy Shack pudding shortage, and that's really the only one that makes any difference, therefore those folks who make Cozy Shack say, okay, there's a pudding shortage. And there is. For those of you who want to have a really great experience, you've never had Cozy Shack pudding, my suggestion is you go try some. Matter of fact, you can look at the posts that are on the Facebook page that we have, Twitter, and just like, you can go to DJV Show, I guess, or that's as good a place to go as any, I think, Victoria, right?
It is.
And just post a like for Cozy Shack Pudding, and you could win a survival pack that includes $25 gift card, good for $25 worth of Cozy Shack Pudding on tomorrow, right? We have more of these to give away tomorrow. So like on Facebook and Twitter, the Cozy Shack Pudding announcements or pictures or whatever word we have there, and you could be eligible to win a $25 gift card from Cozy Shack Pudding. But no matter what, enjoy the Cozy Shack Pudding. I'm going to go to the grocery store later today and buy some. I'll report to you tomorrow. Tomorrow's report to the nation will include my experience with Cozy Shack Pudding. As far as the farm news and food news is concerned, I put it together, farm and food news. There's a movie that I've highlighted on my Facebook page. I think I did it at GJV as well. Yeah, I'm sure I did. The story, if you check it out and make sure I did it the right way, I'm now becoming very independent, Victoria, at what I post up there. And there's a movie that's out called Forgotten Farms, which is a glimpse into the past and the future of the Northeast Regional Food System, which is a very telling documentary, the cultural side of the new food movement and traditional farming coming together. This is a great place for locavores, people who really want to know where their food comes from, want to know the story of the food, and in this case, dairying. If you go to Forgotten Farms Facebook page or ForgottenFarms.org, you'll see the story of the movie, people who put it together, and a lot of news about our food system that most Americans don't know, but you ought to have it, okay? So my suggestion would be go to the Forgotten Foods Facebook page or check out the movie at ForgottenFarms.org.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Changes in Washington are not only affecting the nation's economy, but your family's as well. Quicken Loans can show you how to take cash out of your home to pay off credit card debt or invest in home improvements. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, well, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover. And definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
10 minutes before the hour on the Ever 11 DJV experience with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Thanks to Kara at the controls in our studio in Washington this Thursday.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, 53 past the hour. Tech Talk time. So yesterday, at this very moment, I said we were going to look into Arby's problem with their data breach. And because Victoria was so long-winded with the rest of her report yesterday, we didn't get to that.
So, would you stop that, Victoria? Please.
Yes, please.
I'll stop sharing actual information.
Yes. Well, that's actual information.
Yeah.
We have also red X's to deal with on Facebook and find out what they mean. We'll figure out what they mean in a matter of moments. Our Tech Talk time is presented by the folks who want to help you make the best hire. The folks at ZipRecruiter.com, where you, if you're in business, can post your job to over 200 job sites all around our country. The social media networks that are looking, I mean, you can post, you can find, I think Craigslist has a posting for jobs too, doesn't it? Sites
like that. Different types of jobs, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the hour.
Yeah, short term.
I didn't realize that that's what we were talking about, but
Jack's like, what's that website again? What did I just
ZipRecruiter.com is the website we're talking about here, so we can find candidates wherever they may be for whatever industry we're talking about. Whatever the need is, you can find what you need. And that's the point of this announcement, by using ZipRecruiter.com. And because you're listening to DJV, you can use ZipRecruiter's facility free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's right. You got a job to post, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. You'll list it. It'll get posted. You'll be able to screen the candidates, rate them, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Hire the right person. Do it very quickly, and it won't cost you anything because you're listening to us. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and do it free. Free. I said free, F-R-E-E, free. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Okay. So Arby's has had a major data breach. I don't know that people even will go in Arby's. I mean, I see every once in a while in Arby's. How popular is the Arby's chain anymore. Seriously, how many people go to Arby's?
I have no idea. I see those annoying commercials about the meat, but that's all I know.
Is there an Arby's near you, Jennifer, anywhere?
I think there are definitely a few in the Valley, so they're still here, yes.
There's one on Hollywood Boulevard, I know that, near the Scientology Church. That's the only one I can ever, I don't see any around here where I am in New England. And in New York, you don't see them, Victoria, much?
No, nowhere around.
Carrie, you see many of them?
Yeah, not as much around D.C., but there's a bunch around Baltimore.
Well, I mean, somebody is going there because they got 350,000 credit and debit card breaches, according to the communications person at Arby's. Reporters were told this week the breach affected not only some of their 1,000 corporate locations, but their franchise restaurants, apparently not as many of them. So I wonder why, you got to wonder what the system is at the corporate locations versus the ones that are franchised to have malware on the ones for the corporate location, and the ones that are individually owned are not affected by this.
They were hacked, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just think that, you know, I mean, fast food chains, Wendy's has been hacked. I mean, they've all been, I don't know about McDonald's, though, actually. I take that back. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, it's people go and they use their debit cards, which is the number one thing that I tell everybody that I know. Never use your PIN. Never, ever, ever use your debit card
in public
for a transaction. That's an ATM only. That's it. Always use it as credit. So, you know, and this is the problem. People get access to PINs. They make 3D credit cards,
you know,
3D printers, and that's it.
Do you know what the thinking is, though, Victoria? If you use a debit card, or you put on, let's say you're buying gas, mm-hmm. and it asks you whether it's debit or credit, and you put debit, your thinking is that you're going to get the same charge as if it was cash. But that's mm-hmm. not true. They still have to pay the 3%, so they charge you 10 cents more. So it's no big deal. Don't use it as a debit card.
Right.
Use it as a credit card.
Never enter your PIN anywhere else except at your bank's ATM machine, and that's it.
All right, what about those red X's on Facebook? What do they mean?
Well, starting today, you're probably going to start seeing those red X's in place of your friend's profile picture on Facebook. Members of Congress and celebrities, including Ashton Kutcher and others, are changing their photos today for the End It movement's Shine a Light on Slavery Day. And it raises awareness about modern-day slavery and human trafficking. More than 27 million people, most of them women and children, suffer under forced labor and sexual servitude in 165 countries right now, including the U.S. This is a real thing here, too.
Yep.
Last week, or 2 weeks ago now, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee had a testimony or a hearing on this, and of course, Ashton Kutcher went and gave testimony. He's been very active as an anti-trafficking activist. So that's what the X's are going to be. You'll start seeing them today.
One wonders why that's so close to him. What's his experience there?
Demi Moore got him into that.
Mm-hmm.
Did she? Yeah. All right, so that's good.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.